this is Jen Page.
This is John Curtis. And we are two nerds in a garage.
See, I did this time. I did the chit out. But I'm on the mic.
Hi. What's up, nerds? Happy Saturday.
Notice our bowling shirts.
That's right.
Leaky Cauldron bowling shirts.
We're gearing up for stuff to get back to normal.
Yes. Also, I just missed bowling, and I was like, we're going to pretend we're bowling today. I sat in the house so bored yesterday. I was like, we need stuff to do. I need to do things. Good morning, nerds. Good morning. I am struggling to get us actually caught up.
We have Mr. Brian McKee, Jason Smith, Summer Walters, Jenna Farron, all with us.
Hey, can you tell them what we're going to do this week while I finish up?
So guess what? We are going to find out what your personal theme song is. We are going to talk about WandaVision, some other stuff, maybe Coming to America too. Hey, let's talk about burying your loved ones in the ground next to you.
Why would you talk? That's not on my list. You're supposed to read my list.
That's your list.
What? Give me this list. Did I write something stupid like that? No, that's not what I wrote. I said, burying your loved ones has gone green. Thank you very much. Could you read my list? Why do I bother? I will never understand why I bother.
We're going to put you in the hot seat with a game called Shame of Life.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I'm going to quit the show today. My last show.
She might. She's having a hard time with.
Happy birthday to some of our nerds. They're all Marchy birthdays.
Yeah, we got a lot of March birthdays.
This actual week.
I know.
Summer Walters, Dave and Amanda Hoffman.
Yes.
Nerd couple that have like almost the same day birthday.
I know. I'm sure they bonded over it when they started dating.
Happy birthday. Okay, while I figure this out, guys, I have an audience game for you here. The number one song on the day you were born is the theme song that plays when you enter the room from here on out. The number one song on the day you were born.
We did this.
No, you did not. We did when you were 12. So why don't you just check yourself before you wreck yourself?
She's in a good one today.
Oh, don't get me started.
Look out, nerds.
The number one song the day you were born is the theme song that plays when you enter rooms from here on out. What is your number one song the day you were born?
So we gotta look up stuff.
Yes, you gotta look up stuff. What is it, nerds? Tell us. I want to know what everybody's theme song is. I am so reliant on Kayla. Kayla, are you listening? I need you. I apparently have stopped knowing how to work without you, and I did not get things done. And now I'm on the show trying to do them right now while we speak. What do you got? What's your number one song on the day you were born, babe?
All right, here we go. Love will keep us together.
Aww. So that's going to be every time you rock in a room? Uh-huh. I think that's a good theme song.
It is a good one.
You know what mine is?
Yes.
Mine is... Play that funky music. What?
It makes a lot of sense.
How does that make sense? Arlie, did you look up yours?
Hold on. I think I need to correct something here pointed out by Jason.
Okay.
So Jason says, John, the curls are getting a little flock of seagulls. Might be haircut time. You are so right, my friend, for a lot of reasons.
But why don't you tell them why?
So today, I was like, I don't want to use product anymore. I think I'm going to try this out.
For those of you listening, he's putting on basically what's a do-rag.
So I got out of the shower, put that on, didn't work. So that's what you get, Jason.
That's what you get with the clown.
Nerds, what's
bar.
Your theme song when you walk into a room? Please
Harley,
tell
did
us.
Did you look yours up?
I don't have one for the day I was born, but May 3rd is when I'm gone by Three Doors Down.
Oh. That's what? Isn't that like a sad song? Yeah. Or is that just basically you telling everybody off? Like, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. Uh-huh.
Good morning, Kate Carson and Summer. Summer, we gave you a little birthday shout out.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Summer.
Has
anybody given us any things? I'm about...
Oh, yes. Levi. His theme song when he walks into a room. Walk like an Egyptian. That's awesome.
Levi, that's funny. I think you really should do that every time you walk in a room now. Okay, I'm back. Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Jenna. Kiss you all over. Exile. Dang, that's Jenna.
That's some flirty wow. room entrances.
Men, take note.
Summer says tequila the champs. I don't drink. Is tequila a song? But somehow, Summer, that song seems to fit you walking in.
Tequila! Brian McKee's song. Mine's more Smart Aleck.
Because his song is Nazareth by Hair of the Dog. What song is that? Remind me.
I don't know. Harley, resident music expert, do you know what song that is?
Justine's is Every Breath You Take by The Police.
That's awesome.
It's a little stalkery.
It's cool. Just imagine if Jenna and Justine walked into a room at the same time.
Oh, Kate Carson.
Two theme songs.
Cannot be true. You've got to be making this up. Kate Carson's song is Eye of the Tiger. And I cannot tell, there is probably nobody I know that is more like that song, like emanates who they are.
That's so cool. I'm so jealous.
And when you walk in the room, it's a little bit cooler. Like,
love will keep it together.
You don't like our love?
I'd rather have Eye of the Tiger.
Fine. Moving on.
Nerd alert.
That was not, I don't have the button.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Oh, we got sound bites.
Okay, he wants to be a smart aleck. Well, guess what? So last night, guys, there was a spider. It was a big, scary spider. I mean, like, it was like the size of Daddy Long Legs, but it was brown and dark brown. I think it was like a recluse or something. And he was just, it was ginormous, okay, in the bathroom.
That's the fact, Jack.
I'm using those at the wrong time, but okay. I asked him, you know when to use these. He's not listening. Anyway, so I'm like, babe, you gotta come kill the spider. But would he? No. Instead, he said, no, I'm not helping you. And he did this. Do you have the John photo, Harley?
So
this is him.
Let's talk about
this. No, that
I was
him.
Tired too.
No. That was
and I was scared out of my freaking gourd.
It was huge, though. And then we tried to spray it to kill it, and it wouldn't die. And so eventually, he got so tired of me bitching about it that he came over finally with his shoe, and he just did it.
I don't like that neither of you told me about this.
Yeah, why would we tell you about this? You wouldn't go.
Actually, I would want to move out. Exactly.
I sent you the video afterwards.
Burn the house down.
It was dead.
We have a few more songs here. Let's see. Brian Cooper's song, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
How deep is your love? Just always questioning it, huh? Your wife must love that. So I want to show you guys something because it's crazy how much the Jetsons got it right.
So, the future is here. Mm-hmm. They still don't have flying cars. I need that.
Well, those are being made, but Jetsons, Harley, if you will. slowly coming up. So Jetsons got, they had the home office with the video screens. They had online classes. They had telemedicine. They had video calls. We've hit it. We've hit Jetsons time.
Holy crap.
They were predicting the pandemic, I think. But I wanted to also say that that's a long way from where we were when we were kids, which remember when we used to just read the cereal boxes as like entertainment? What? Harley's like half asleep today, so I have to keep going like this. Harley, cereal box.
When I was a kid.
We would just sit there and eat our cereal, though, and like read the back of the box because we didn't have anything else to do.
Holy crap, you're right.
Yeah.
We used to read the cereal boxes. You know what I miss? Reading Sunday morning cartoons.
Yeah. I think those still exist, but I mean, we don't get newspapers
anymore.
You guys act like you're ancient. I used to read cereal boxes.
Well, there was a point in your life where you weren't on your phone. I can't remember.
I think you didn't know me at that time.
That's true. But yeah, no phones. So we're reading Sunday. Does anyone get the newspaper anymore? Anyone? Nerds? Ah, it's a dying industry.
So John and I were having an ethical debate this week about, see, this is the part where when you want to move on and you go,
help me help you.
And then we go into the new thing.
Okay.
I'm teaching you on air in front of the people since you didn't want to listen before the show.
I'm just going to throw out a random soundbite then.
Are you telling me that you built a time
machine? Now you're
machine?
Wasting all of your transitions. You're not going to have enough for the rest of the show.
Oh, I got a lot.
So anyway, tree coffin. You guys seen these? basically,
my sister sent this to me.
It's a burial pod, which turns your body into a tree after you die. I think this is the most green, the best thing that we've ever come up with as humans.
This is the stupidest thing we've ever come up with
Why?
As humans.
So you prefer to have all of these landfills. Like, we don't even have enough room left for cemeteries. You're just putting decomposing bodies into coffins just to rot, when you could be using it and building a tree and then remember your loved one. But the tree of life, and then you're there forever with them.
Essentially.
Coffins are so bad for the environment.
Essentially, you're taking a terrifying cemetery and you're putting it in everyone's backyard.
We talk about zombies a lot. It's not like they're going to come back alive.
This is not right.
So you think that being buried as a tree is going to make zombies, but not being buried in a coffin in a scary cemetery.
I think that it's more likely for zombies to happen.
I don't want to have a dead body in the backyard under the oak tree.
You don't want to come talk to my tree every day?
Not if I know your bones are under it.
They're just bones. They're just matter.
It's terrifying.
Decomposing matter.
It's the same thing as going to the cemetery.
Yeah, that's fine. Creepy. You're consolidating all of the dead.
And then it's just your loved one, not surrounded by a bunch of other people's loved ones.
McKee agrees with John.
Thank you.
Justine, I saw those. You can choose what type of tree you want to be in some cases. That's lovely. Jenna thinks it's creepy.
Yeah,
that's creepy
it is.
AF.
Thank you.
Jason says, plant me as a palm tree so people can eat my coconut.
Well done.
And Summer says they get newspapers every day.
Oh,
I can just picture her and Andy are like old school couple. Like, I could picture them like opening their newspapers and reading them over their perfectly cooked breakfast while they have their coffee.
Wow.
That's how you guys are, isn't it, Summer? The perfect, perfect family unit. Guess what I picture. Okay, whatever. So
you don't have any friends. Uh-huh.
That's actually creepy when the double.
Why did you do that?
Baby, want to hear the thing I want this week?
Oh, God.
So for some reason, my picture got deleted. I don't know if I can find it or not. And I'm scared to pull up the website because it was making my computer act crazy. But there's a solar car thing. I'm just going to find it.
I want a solar car.
Well, they sold 7,000 pre-orders already of this solar car.
Oh, yeah.
It's $250,000.
Okay, so it's the new Tesla.
I don't know how I get. Oh, here we go. It is, looks kind of like a Batmobile.
Whoa! Can we show the nerds this?
Yeah, I can share my screen. Hold on. Boop-a-doo. If it doesn't kill my computer like it did last time, that was pretty freaking terrible.
Oh, man. Oh, I want that.
It's got 1,000-mile range. They got 7,000 pre-orders for delivery in 2021, by the way.
That's now.
Yeah. I mean, it's only $250,000.
I feel it'll be easier to steal one. Let's just boost a solar car.
It can be plugged in, of course, for rainy days or nighttime, but unlike basic EVs, it just needs 15 minutes to charge or to drive 150 miles without stopping.
What?
That's pretty freaking awesome.
Oh, man. Want.
So you approve of this $250,000 purchase?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be $500,000 purchase if we're going to buy two.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do they always have to look so weird, though?
Weird? That doesn't look weird at all. We were just talking about the Jetsons.
It's only
cool.
Three wheels, by the way.
That's weird.
Okay. Whatever. So why is there no buttons here?
I believe you have my stapler.
Did you guys watch Coming to America 2 yet?
Oh, so I had a rough time at the beginning with it. You remember me complaining?
Okay, that's not true. At the beginning, you were like, oh my God, this is so good. I love it. It's the best. And then you went, why are we going on with this so long? And then, oh brother. And then, oh my God, I see the plot. And I was like, babe, what do you expect from this movie? Go with the flow.
Yep.
And then he went with the flow and he had a good time.
Had a great time.
I had a smile on my face the whole time.
I kept trying to recapture the amazingness of the first.
It had the only reason this movie works is nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
There's no
sure.
If you made this movie right now by itself, it would not. It might still work because you love the characters, but it wouldn't be the same.
You know what's funny? When they went to the old guys in the barbershop, like Jen's like, they should all be dead because if they're gonna age up like everyone else aged up, Yeah.
It's 30 years later. Like, but he looked at me like, I'm stupid. Like, babe, I'm like, do not mansplain him right now. I'm just saying, real life, they were characters. They're the same. They look the same. They're the same age 30 years later.
Right.
I don't want to put you any spoilers, but we will say that everybody in their on Prime, so why not watch it if you liked the
took
first
some
one.
Turns that I didn't expect, which I won't talk about, but we will say this, we both really love the male lead. That guy's he's gonna be in
well
stuff.
I have my issues, not with him. I thought he was a great actor. I have my issues with the direction of like why they had him one way and then they had him a different way and then they had him another way. It's like through line, people, through line. That's a director's job to tell their actor
who,
have a through
who
line.
Was the director? It was a famous guy, right? Was it Brewer?
Of course it was a famous guy. Of course. Freaking Coming to America too. Yeah, Jason says it looks terrible. I don't know. I think it was funny.
You should try it out, Jason. Nerds, give it 20 minutes. If you don't get into it, you don't get into it.
Okay. I really wish we had like a trailer or something to set off the Wanda discussion.
Okay. So spoiler, Wanda spoilers.
Yeah, if you're not caught up, go away for 5 minutes.
Gotta talk about WandaVision. Oh boy. Scarlet Witch.
Are you guys watching? Here. Did you watch it? Are you caught up?
Yes.
Thoughts? Opinions.
Nerds. So good.
Okay, first of all, I didn't know it was a limited series. So I'm like waiting for the, I'm like, oh, they set up all this great stuff for next season. And then Harley comes out and she goes, that was the series finale.
Yeah.
I literally called the episode the series finale.
Kate says, gotta go, bye. How are you not caught up, Kate? It's so good.
Oh, God. Embodying like the whole limited run or at the core of the whole thing, I thought was their love. Man, they just...
Well, someone, you read somebody's quote yesterday about like, this proves that superhero movies don't, that all, you can have a good story.
Yeah.
You don't have to be an action-packed, like, you know, eye candy movie.
What do our nerds say all the time? Jay's, if it's story-driven, not effects-driven.
Well, one of my favorite things is, can you put up the Wanda quote here? From Kayla Elizabeth. WandaVision isn't about a superhero saving the world. It's about the aftermath of a superhero losing everything to the world. So raw and humanizing. I hope we see more of this from Marvel.
Yeah, for sure. I think this fits into the Marvel cinematic universe perfectly. In episodes, and it's like, this is a movie.
Yeah, but don't watch the video.
No, I need to watch it again.
Here's the other problem. It's a setup for Doctor Strange.
Thank God. I can't wait to watch that again with you. I love Doctor Strange. It's so good.
I'm not watching it with you.
Why?
No, we have too much other stuff to watch, and you fall asleep. It's frustrating. I'll just watch
movie.
It while I work in the background and blah, so blah, blah.
Doctor Strange.
Yes, I agree, Jason. And talked about that. We need some kind of graphic animation. Hey, you're getting better with your little graphic.
Dude,
okay, but now
dude,
here's
what,
the end.
That's what we've been
spoilers
doing.
Spoilers over.
We've been.
We
making...
didn't actually spoil anything.
No. No, I guess not.
Because everybody.
Orange pepperoni.
Ugh.
Burped on my screen.
Wait, what?
She did it. Large pepperoni.
Ugh.
Large. It's cutting up. Upping it?
No. Nope, you just sucked at your job this week.
No!
You see it all the way through?
You guys are just free.
Ah, crap. Technology.
They said they're getting a robot voice and a slideshow. Is it my internet? Christine says it's shopping up for me too, though it was my internet. Okay. Does Are we back?
Are we back?
There we are. Hi.
Hello.
We're not fancy enough to have a technical difficulty card. Are you muted? Are you good? Him. Everybody's good?
Everyone's good.
All right. Okay. Here we go. We're back. Blah. Well, maybe that was like the universe making sure we didn't spoil anything. What are you doing? Stop touching things. Slap your pants. Just turn it. Close okay. it. You don't okay. get to have it if you're going to be crazy. Okay. Hi. We're two nerds in a garage.
Are we?
We're going to soon be one nerd. Which nerd survives? Stay tuned to find out.
It's going to be me.
What are we talking about? What are we at? We were talking about Wanda.
Thank you, Jason.
We're
Thank
back.
You, Brian.
We're back. We're All back. Right. Okay, here we go.
Play the.
Large pepperoni.
Ugh. I don't get it.
Pretty good.
I don't get it.
It's the reveal of Darth Maul, but it's the real reveal of us. But in reality, we're just delivering a large pepperoni pizza. Two nerds in a garage, ladies and gentlemen.
But we never would order pepperoni anyway. I'm so confused. Brian says they never had these problems in the Jetsons.
Just saying.
So we're not quite there yet.
No, we're not.
Okay. What are you guys watching this week? Ooh. We have discovered two new shows. Well, I have.
I've discovered one of them.
He has slept a lot. Except it's the last week. Can we talk about that?
I would wait one more week.
Okay. Yeah. So we got Paramount Plus basically because I was talking to my mom and she wanted to have her CBS because she's finally cutting the cord. Yay, mama. And I was like, you know what? It's Paramount Plus now. There's lots of stuff. We'll split a year with her. Should we even, I don't know if we're allowed to say that out loud, but we're splitting a year with my mom.
We're getting shut down.
So we both paid half for the year and we started going through all the shows and we were like, oh, Queen Latifah, The Equalizer. I love Queen Latifah.
I love The Equalizer franchise.
Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. It's so fun, guys.
Ooh,
are any of you watching this?
Equalizer.
Maybe I love it because I love Queen Latifah. I grew up with her as a role model, but you love it.
It's very much a procedural.
It is a procedural.
But for some reason, in the last 15 minutes, they bring it home really well. Like, but really
you're
well.
Not, are you not enjoying the whole show?
I am. But the payoffs are great.
I like that she's a mom who has to deal with being a mom, but she can't tell her the secret stuff and the secret stuff and the whole. I just think it's
done
really well.
But it's not just like the one equalizer like the movies have been. It's a team. It's almost like the A-team helping people out with Queen Latifah.
I don't know why that was.
It's cool.
Another show that I discovered. If you guys have not watched, especially the ladies who love all those shows that I always watch, it's called Ginny and Georgia.
Oh,
it's on Netflix. I could not stop watching this. I had to slow myself down. When I finally had one episode left, I was like, I'm not watching this today. I'm going to save it for tomorrow. Like, I love that show.
What's it about?
It's basically, I kind of was trying to think about this. I'm like, I want to say it's like if you made Gilmore Girls more edgy, but that's still not doing it justice because there's so many layers to it.
Do they talk like this in Gilmore Girls?
No, but it's the mom had the daughter when she was 15 and they're very much like, they always kind of are between the mom and best friend modes.
So it's the Gilmore Girls.
But it's not. It's very edgy. It's very smart.
All of the things that the Gilmore Girls was.
I'm just telling you, if you say that, people aren't going to understand. It's not safe to watch with your kids unless they're like
teenagers. Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's different than the Gilmore Girls.
And it's probably, I wouldn't watch it with Harley. It'd be very uncomfortable, but I think Harley would love it when she watches it by herself in her room.
I'm really confused about what this show's about.
What is Jason saying? Actually, I just saw the streaming services like Netflix and HBO Max actually support sharing access because in their mind, they're building their must watch base. It's very smart of them.
That's very smart.
I do like that they give us all the every single platform has started giving you the, what's it called? Like the separated icons or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So our profiles. Mm-hmm. So we could watch our stuff and not have like Harley can watch something and not get cut off by what we're watching.
The Peacock's about to do, just letting you have it for free. If you watch their ads.
I love ads. I know everybody hates ads, but here's the thing. My mom and I, it was Paramount Plus. I was like, I don't want to pay for the full thing. I want the one with ads because for me, ads are the time I take a break. I look at my phone. I go pee. I go grab a snack. I like ads.
Yeah.
I like the breaks.
Isn't it?
I hate when I'm watching Netflix.
Full circle.
But I hate when I'm watching Netflix, though, and I'm like, oh, I can't. I got to pause it. Uh-huh. You know, like, I don't know.
Right before TiVo, we're like, we hate ads. We hate ads. TiVo comes out. Oh, my God. No ads. This is the best thing ever. And now we're like, we like ads.
Nerd Maria just said she just started watching. Sorry.
Hey, we talked about your burial pod.
For missing all of the awesome.
She really wanted to talk about the burial pod,
too. She missed out. Brian says, I'm not watching much. Someone has to make a bunch of brooms.
Mm-hmm. You missed it last week.
I have one over here. It's all blurry, but you guys, yeah. Okay, fine. Summer says, we couldn't share Coming to America last night. What do you mean you couldn't share it? You couldn't watch it. But on Amazon, I think you have two devices at once. So mm-hmm. two people. Or do you mean you couldn't share like Netflix, like the group party thing where you could, or Disney does the thing where you could watch at the same time?
Amazon doesn't have that.
No.
I don't think so.
But you can go 1, 2, 3, play.
I think we've done that before.
We have done that before. Okay. I don't know what your buttons are.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
That's the same one that we already heard.
Kind of a DeLorean?
I do like that
There's
one,
though. So much stuff. Okay. Oh. And we haven't had a Nerd Couple Tip of the Week in a while.
Yo, we gonna drop some info. Here is our Nerd Couple Tip of the Week.
Justine, our lovely nerd Justine's fun video. I thought of this morning, actually.
Really?
If you hate exercising like I do.
I do, too.
And you love video games. I do, too. Like we do. I cannot recommend enough combining the two.
It's incredible how we cranked out an hour on the bikes
today. If I'm
today.
Out by myself on, say, elliptical, 20 minutes, I'm like, oh, my God, is this over yet? But we literally spent an hour sweating on the bikes because we were playing. And for some reason, when you're playing, you just don't notice. Sweat more and you ride harder.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever sweat like that on the bike if I'm not playing.
Yeah, if I'm not playing video games and I'm on the bike, it's like, it's doing nothing. Playing video games and riding the bike, you don't notice that you're going hard.
And so if you're a nerd couple, it's even more fun because you're doing it together. Anyway.
And you're too tired to yell at me.
I don't know if that's true. Andy says, hello, hello, Andy.
Hello.
Welcome to the nerdest, terriblest podcast ever in life today. We're a mess. We're a mess.
But we got bowling shirts on. There you go.
We can't even go bowling. Okay. Are you going to be the button pusher or not be the button pusher?
Sure.
Nerd alert.
No, whoops.
That's the fact, Jack. That's the fact, Jack.
That's okay. I'll school him off screen so you don't have to watch him be schooled.
First episode.
Because he did. Well, I tried to tell him beforehand, people. I tried.
I got it.
He doesn't listen.
I got it.
This is what he always says. Nerd memes. Okay. Here's one that's kind of political, but it's funny.
Let's have it.
Alien.
Oh my God.
It says, Louisiana right now. Hashtag mask up. And it's a picture of Ripley. It is Ripley in Aliens, right? That's her name.
Yep.
Between two aliens. One is Texas, one is Mississippi, and they're drooling to get at Louisiana, who's stuck in the middle.
I'm glad you didn't show me that ahead of time because
yeah. Brian McKee says schooling John on air is the best.
Thanks.
I love when they give me permission.
Permission?
It's just yelling.
You never need
time.
Permission for that.
Oh. All right. I have another one that's funny. So, NeverEnding Story, your favorite.
Yes. I'm listening.
This is how to cosplay with people's emotions from nerd Jeff Koenig. It's basically a kid who has a horse's head that looks like it's sunk underneath.
Artax.
underneath the carpet of a Comic-Con.
Yeah, the Swamps of Despair.
And he's dressed up as Treyu. And he's crying in pain as his horse is sinking under the carpet.
That's hilarious because I have a meme coming up later. In,
you have it right
Nerd
now,
News.
Actually.
Oh.
Oh, wait. It's not in my list. Where is your meme?
It's in Nerd News.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought I put it up here. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll do it later then. It made sense here. And one more. I love this. At Ash Poston, can we Star Wars fans born between 1981 and 1996 be called Millennial Falcons? Huh? I approve.
That was good. There's actually a picture of a bunch of millennials in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
You're not a millennial.
I know.
But can we be Millennial Falcons? What? Huh? No, nothing.
I'll take it.
All right. John has a stupid video he wants to show.
I don't think it's stupid. Okay, remember when Texas in the Midwest was experiencing a cold blast? Well, a couple guys in Colorado decided, hey, this snow flurry is a great setting to have a lightsaber duel. Someone just filmed these guys throwing down in the snow. I think
they're
it's amazing.
So terrible.
Not terrible. Look at that. Lightsabers glowing in the midst of all this snow. I love it. I thought it was cool.
You podcast listeners, don't worry about looking it up. You didn't miss anything.
It was awesome. I wish I had done it.
I have the happiest nerd video of the month of 2021 so far.
I mean, you just saw lightsabers.
Oh, this when I saw this, I like was uncontrollably giggling, like uncontrollably giggling. And I had tears coming out of my eyes.
All right, I haven't seen it.
It made me so happy. I'm going to play it right now. Here we go.
Want to try some of my Mountain Dew Zero Sugar?
Try.
It is tasty.
And just as good as the original, but without any sugar. Be careful.
He's not careful.
What?
Hey, Dad, Mom.
I love it so much. I love it so much. I can't get enough. I would play it again and again and again and again.
Let's hear it. Say it.
What?
I want one.
Oh my gosh. I do want one. I have one. Hi, kids. You're back in the back there somewhere.
So nostalgia is all the rage. They got you. I'm actually surprised you don't have a Mountain Dew right now.
I really hate Mountain Dew, but it's funny is I used to, for lunch in junior high, I always had a Mountain Dew and a Twix. That,
that
was my
sounds
lunch.
Exactly right for a junior high.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a Mountain Dew phase, Harley?
Jason says that's the original guy from the movie, isn't it? Yes, it is. That's why it's amazing.
I did not know that, so thanks for pointing that out.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we need to watch it again.
No, God.
Okay, fine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jenna says, but then again, we could be Gen X.
Oh!
Oh. Nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right, push one of your buttons.
Are you telling me you built a time machine?
Oh, sure. Push the same one.
I
again,
like it.
And again and again.
Fine.
And you're never
fired.
Let us hear it.
You can't ever hear those?
No, because you guys are talking over it. Because
they're terrible.
I am the key master.
I am the gatekeeper.
Oh, I have a nerd joke for the week.
Oh, I have one too.
Okay. Now it's time for the stupid nerd joke of the day.
Can you put up joke one photo? Okay, so the only two white actors in Black Panther are Martin Freeman, who played Bilbo Baggins, and Andy Serkis, who played Gollum. They're the Tolkien white guys.
You don't have any friends.
I really wish we had a bum bum bum.
Nice. All right, here's mine. You ready?
Yeah.
What do you say to Mario when he doesn't get a joke on the internet?
I don't know what.
It's a meme, Mario.
Wow. I need to come up with some sound effects.
What is my job?
Yeah. Come on. Come
okay.
on.
Guess what?
Excuse me. Yeah, I believe you have my stapler.
It is time for our text word of the day. We haven't done a text Ooh, game in a while.
Let's go. Get out your phones, nerds.
Get
ready
phones.
To get use your intuitive text, the middle button. Please.
All right. Here we go. You're going to say, sorry, officer, I was naked because.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, officer, I was naked because.
Sorry, officer, I was naked because.
Now, middle button until you make a sentence. And I'm typing and I'm pushing buttons. Ba, 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 ba.
Mine's
really weird.
Me too.
Okay. Why were you naked, babe?
Sorry, officer. I was naked because you didn't have a copy of the phone with you and me.
What? Do I want to know what that was about?
Don't know.
It took me a minute to get, before I read nerds, I'll read mine, but okay. It took me a minute to get to a sort of final point. I don't know where this really ends, so I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
Sorry, officer. I was naked because I was like you. We're the only one I knew this would be a good time for you to get money for a bit of life trip. And I was wondering if you could give me a little more information about that place you're looking for.
That's bizarre, specific, and long.
I think it's like you're rambling to get out of trouble.
Yeah.
All right.
Am I doing one?
Yes. Yes. We even had Harley do it.
I know. Yeah.
Sorry, officer. I was naked because I'm going out and I'm scared.
Why does yours make sense?
Makes
it's
sense.
Almost like your phone has heard
this. I'm scared.
Before.
I'm not wearing clothes today. Here's one.
Let's go for Maria. Let's start at the top.
All right.
Maria, sorry, officer. I was naked because you didn't have a room for you. And I was wondering if you were still waiting on
Whoa.
Me. What?
Summer. Summer. Sorry, officer. I was naked because of Trump's and the fact I am so glad to be home. Well,
that could go really bad, but we're going to make it the funny way.
Yeah. Brian McKee. Sorry, officer. I was naked because of the fact I had a lot to say.
We got a lot. He's just so sweaty. He's like pulling clothes off.
You got a lot to say. You got to be naked. Everyone knows
demand
that.
Attention.
Justine. So it starts to be all nice and sweet.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, officer. I was naked because you didn't think I was gonna. It is a really long day for y'all. And you know how you feel like I'm gonna go on the road right away.
So you're naked for the cop because you feel bad for him.
Wow. Wow, Justine. Okay. If you guys have more, bring them
on.
Oh,
boy.
But it is time for.
Wait. Transition.
The shame of life.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Do I want to know how much time you wasted
on
that?
Who learned how to use Final Cut special effects? Yeah!
I'm actually pretty impressed with that one.
Let's show it again. Beam me up, Scotty. Victory is mine!
Okay, so... There's this game that's sort of on it, I think it sort of got launched from a Kickstarter.
Okay.
It's called The Shame of Life.
The Shame of Life.
It's really about weird conversations.
By the way, nerds, I know nothing about this game.
But one of the things I really liked about it and wanted to support them and I bought the game, besides thinking it'd be fun to do this on the show, was that the creators of them, they actually put a message out that was said, seeing people from all over the world playing a game that Emily and I started from our little kitchen in Manchester is our absolute favorite thing. And you know, they ask you to tag them in stories, playing the game, and blah, blah, blah. He says, we'll have a little happy cry about it and probably tell our future grandkids about the 27 times every Christmas. I'm sure it has one to do with one of the cards. But okay. I think that's really lovely. So
what is this game that you speak of?
So what's going to happen is we're going to pick cards.
Okay.
Now, we have two full decks. I went through and took all the dirty ones out. Sorry, nerds. That pile's over there. This is all safe. For Nerd Show.
Okay.
So we're going to pick a card and we're going to just, like we always do, whatever the topic is, we're going to have a conversation and our nerds are going to answer. And
okay.
You want to draw the first one?
Sure. Top one. Just read it out loud?
Read it out loud.
Okay. Debate. The worst character to have as a roommate. The worst character.
The first person that came to mind for me is Pigpen because I really hate messes.
I just thought of Thanos.
Why Thanos for you?
If he doesn't like something you're doing.
Well, that's what I thought. My other thing I thought was Voldemort, because that was like, he'd just be around killing things. And like, he has a snake that's just a giant snake.
Yeah. Also, your roommate, you're sleeping next to a guy with no nose. And he's like hissing at you and speaking parcel tongue.
When was the last time you guys watched Harry Potter?
It's been a very long time.
Oh, I need to watch again.
Brian McKee says Sheldon Cooper.
Who's that? Oh, from Big Bang Theory?
Sheldon. I don't know much about the show, but I can imagine he'd be really annoying with all his, I know things and I'm smart. Any other nerds? Any nerds want to pitch in on that one? I'm going to draw the next one.
Okay.
While we see what they
debate.
Say. All right. Which movie villain is the card reader most like and why? You all watch it.
Okay.
Watch it.
So which movie villain
am I most like and why?
Okay. First of all, nerds, tread carefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say this with my heart.
First person that came to mind for me was Agatha. Vision, WandaVision.
I'm not fully. She's funny.
Do you hate this game yet?
Well, I like. I mean, Agatha's funny. She's clever. She's super powerful.
Come on, nerds! Don't be shy. There's nothing here. What villain?
Well, what do you think?
Well, give me time to think about it. Possibly Thanos again.
I would love to snap half of us away right now.
That's what I'm talking about. No, I
seriously though. What villain?
What villain are you most like?
Yeah. What would I think I'm most like?
Also, for the worst roommate one, I was thinking Vision because he can just walk in on you at any time, butt naked out of the shower.
It would be awkward. And he just knows everything going on. Okay, first off, Jason Smith, who says Cruella DeVille.
Cruella DeVille.
I like puppies. I don't want to kill puppies.
Well, Cruella, she liked the puppies too as a coat.
Maria says, I can see Agatha because she's a little sarcastic and condescending. I'm not disagreeing with that.
I could also see Maleficent.
This game is fun. This game is fun.
Which, I'm not even going to put you on the spot. I'm going to let you pick a card.
All right. You ready, nerds? Debate. It's finally happened. Zombie apocalypse. Who in this game is first to die?
John.
What? I use you guys' meat shields so easily.
I was going to say that. So last night with the spider, he literally, I was like, this is what happened to the zombie apocalypse. He's going to be like, babe, there's a zombie. And he's going to run with the dog and hide. And I'm going to be eaten.
I'm going to throw up Jenna's comment here. Poor John, you're going to be a tree pod by the end of the show.
Okay.
Wait. Did we answer that last one?
It's you. Oh, yeah. You would be the first to die.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
You have the power to give one game player a super inconvenient fetish. Who and what fetish would you choose? So I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a super inconvenient fetish.
Oh, I.
Wow. I don't know. Maybe I think you have a fetish for eating spiders. That was
not inconvenient. That's terrifying.
That's
and gross
convenient for me, because then you would have taken care of that yesterday.
I'm going to give you an inconvenient fetish.
Okay.
The need to
punch your face. The need to punch your face.
Mess with the symmetry of things. So just like take a perfectly like a bookshelf with all the books in place and like pull out every other book a little bit.
It's my fetish to do that. Because right now it's my fetish to make it all organized.
I know.
So why would that be any different?
Because it's inconvenient.
That's so weird.
This is your game.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Okay, we're going to move on. What's the worst thing you could wear to a job interview? I mean, the first thing pops in my head is bikini.
Or naked, yeah. Hi! Walmart, here I come.
Pick one.
Okay. Oh, we're just moving on. Debate. Three words that will guarantee you to get dumped.
All right. The nerds can get in on this one.
Okay. Three words, nerds. How do you get dumped?
I got it.
Tell us.
You look fat.
That's a surefire way.
Star Wars sucks.
I like Hitler.
Oh, no. God. You went too far. Bring it down. Bring it back. No, we don't even play. You about to get canceled by
I'm saying
culture.
I'm
just saying. Someone's going to take that soundbite.
Oh, great. Great.
You could even use the T word. The T word's actually worse to you, isn't it?
What's T?
Even though it shouldn't be, because the H word is worse. You guys got any three words to get you dumped? I don't know how long our delay is. So I never know,
how long
I'm supposed to wait. Also, I have this bouncy thing happening today, like energy or something.
Summer said, dang, Jen, our answers are the same.
I know they are. Like this. Me and Summer are going to go off and get married. Debate. The worst name for a newborn baby.
Snuffleupagus. Can't even say it. Snuffleupagus.
Whatever.
Oh,
Elon
cute
Musk
baby Snuffleupagus. Say that seven times fast.
Justine has the three words to get you dumped. Voldemort is king.
Nerd dump.
My mom said.
My mom said. That's the winner. Summer Walters. My mom said is the winner of the three word dump. Names.
Bilbo.
Worst names for the baby.
Oh, look at baby Bilbo Curtis.
Maria says Bilbo. Jason says Milton. I know a Milton. Milton. Milt. I never thought about
Office
it's
Space.
It's kind of an old person's name.
Office Space ruined Milton. It really did.
Justine also says Voldemort. Voldemort whatever, just keeps winning.
Whatever Elon Musk's child's name is.
He does have a weird child name, doesn't he?
I mean, what is it? Spell it.
I can't tell you. I'm sorry.
They I can't even
they,
see it from
they
here.
They pronounce
X-A-E-I-X-I-I.
That's his name for real?
Yeah.
Oh, Elon.
See how you pronounce
it. I think a weird name to name your newborn baby would be something like Bacon.
That'd
unless
be great.
You're the child of Kevin Bacon.
I am named after the greatest fruit. Why am I sounding like JFK?
Also, why are you going to call it fruit?
The greatest food ever.
All right, go. All
right, discuss. Girl power. We have Baby, Scary, Ginger, Sporty, and Posh, but they need a sixth member for a comeback tour. What will your name be?
Lazy. Tired,
Lazy Spice.
Exhausted Spice.
I'm Lazy Spice.
I thought you were going to be Nerdy Spice.
Oh.
John can be Nerdy Spice.
I'll be Nerdy Spice.
Dorky Spice.
Dorky Spice.
Smelly Spice.
Smelly Spice sometimes. I would just like to thank the makers of Poopery.
Sponsor us.
Be a sponsor.
Summer Butt Kicker Spice. That's Summer's name. I like it. I think let's name our nerds. Justine would be... loves everyone Spice.
Sweetie Spice.
Sweetie Spice. Summer says no spice.
Jason, would you be...
Jenna says Jedi Spice.
Ooh. Would you be Hafugu Spice? Short for Happy Fun Guy Spice.
Would he be Justine, Jamaican Jerk Spice. Brian, Old Spice. Summer, Sweet Spice.
What did Jason
Maria
say
says
no?
Cumin Spice.
Oh my God.
Strongest spice there is. All right. What's next?
Oh, Justine. Snuggle Spice.
Oh.
Read it.
An irresponsible class to teach at a preschool.
Knife fighting.
I was going to say, like, gun, how to load your gun.
All right, toddlers, get out your machetes. We're fighting today.
we have time for maybe one more. So okay. You want to just pull one?
Sure, sure. Dilemma. Apocalypse is now. There's just you, a cat, a dog, a sweet old lady, and your rumbling tummy. Who's first on the menu?
Oh, probably the sweet old lady.
Probably the lady, yeah.
I mean, if we want to make her last. Like the dog and the cat, that's good for a couple days, but if you really want, assuming you have a refrigerator, the sweet old lady would last like
honestly,
a week.
If, in the apocalypse, if those were my choices, I would die from hunger because I'm not going to even eat pig. I'm not going to eat rat. I'm not going to eat anything that you have to eat to
yeah,
survive.
Yeah, we'll see.
I will just die of hunger. Brian says cat. McKee says cat. Cooper says cat.
Cat, 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 cat.
And Omar says that the class that you should not teach preschoolers sex is sex ed.
All right, kids.
All right, John. Hit your button.
Are you out of your...
Oops. I forgot we moved it.
Wow.
We moved it.
But
this is the Nerdy News Week.
Okay, so that's a note for later, so okay. I won't berate you on air anymore. The Simpsons!
What about them?
They just got renewed for 2 more years. They're going to be 34 years old.
Wow.
That's insane. They're almost as old as we are.
How?
Like they've been on
the
so long.
The actors that play the voices.
They didn't come on when we were 10, did they?
Let's see. Simpsons was so 80s, confused. Late 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Mind blown. Okay. Superhero stuff.
Okay.
This is what I'm ready for. Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer are going to be superheroes in Netflix's Thunder Force.
What?
Yup. Yup, yup, yup. Is that going to be an interesting, fun
movie?
I'm going
to watch this.
Oh, that looks cool. Yeah, bring it on.
You had some Superman news?
Yep. J.J. Abrams. Mm-hmm. I got a pick for this. You want to throw it up there?
You don't have to tell her. She knows her job. You're the one who doesn't know your job.
So, J.J. Abrams is going to reboot Superman with a black Superman. And I think someone reimagined this. Michael
Jordan. B. Jordan. It's like every time there's a new, like, I'm going to do a black something, everybody goes, Michael B. Jordan.
No.
Guess what? Yeah. There's more black
Idris
actors.
Idris Elba is 007.
There's more black actors than Michael B. Jordan and Idris Elba. Okay. Just for the record.
Thank you.
More Black actors out there, and they're really good, and they are better at like Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, he's a great actor.
No, but he's got a Superman look. Like Chadwick Boseman is a good leading man, but he's not doesn't have a Superman look.
Chadwick Boseman.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's not here anymore.
I know.
Wow, he just went there. Just
what?
He was a superhero.
He was a superhero.
I just think we need to be a little, like, I'm so tired of everybody putting their, like look at Gal Gadot, right?
Yeah.
We didn't know who she was, and they gave her Wonder Woman, and it worked so well, and now she's super famous, and what would it have been better to give it to some known actor?
Yeah.
No. That's my frustration with all of that. All right. Oh, here's a fun one, though, for a movie villain.
Mm.
Hugh Grant.
Shut up.
Is going to play a villain in Dungeons and Dragons movie.
How is he going to do that? Oh, hello. I'm going to kill you.
I don't know. I love Hugh Grant, so I'm fine with it. But I thought it was pretty funny.
Please step on the trapdoor. That's my Hugh Grant, everybody.
You. What's the Bill Nye stuff, babe?
All right. Bill Nye is coming to us with a new TV show. The end is nigh. Are we ready to learn, nerds? Because I loved watching his old show. I like science stuff.
The end is nigh. That sounds scary and terrifying. Yeah, I don't like
it. It's a fun name. A fun name.
But is it about the end of the world?
No, it's just about science stuff again.
I don't know why they would call it The End is Nigh then.
That's the last name.
I know, but like that makes it sound like the end is near. It's okay, fine. Your girl, Sarah Cooper.
Yeah.
Who you love so much from doing all her like Trump impersonation thingies. Oh, yeah. She got an order for, I forget now. I don't even have it in my notes. CBS. CBS ordered a workplace comedy.
Yes. Great.
So she will be.
I loved her Netflix special. She's quirky and weird and funny.
You liked her Netflix special. You didn't love it.
I didn't love it.
They didn't utilize her in
they didn't.
A very good way.
And it was kind of all over the place. I blame Fred Armisen for that.
I got some strange news for you.
Let me hear it.
So first of all, well, you already know about this one. The first ever space hotel.
Yes.
It's going to be operational by 2027.
See, I didn't know that part of the news story. I knew they were going to start building it in like, or sending stuff up by 2025. They're not going to have that thing up in 2 years.
So it's operational by 2027.
Absolutely so not. Are we going to save solar powered cars, or are we going to the hotel?
The only hotel I'm going to that's in space is the one that's in Florida that is the Star Wars hotel.
Ah, yes. Okay.
I'm not going to real space.
Why don't they have a Harry Potter hotel?
They really should have a Hogwarts hotel. That would make so much money. It would make an insane amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
The first space hurricane happened.
Yeah.
Now, you might think this is scary, but don't worry.
Just an aurora borealis gone amok.
That's what normies think. But what was happening, it was over the North Pole, and there was some stuff happening at the workshop, and there was like a big celebration. So, you know, the normies think it was just like a thing, but it was.
That means Santa Claus raged and partied for 8 hours straight.
Well, duh, it's the North Pole. Hopped up on sugar. Yeah.
Is that why all that stuff happened in Iceland?
What stuff happened in Iceland?
They had over 18,000 earthquakes within a week or something.
What?
Or like a month, I think.
That's insane. That's scary. I don't know if it had... All right. Final piece of some strange news is they discovered a dino mummy. He was so well preserved that even his skin and guts were intact.
Don't touch him.
Whoa.
Isn't he so cool?
A dino mummy. You just named Asylum's new movie.
Nope. They're going to bring Jurassic Park to life. And it's.
Yeah.
No.
But I think that's really the first time you can look at it and go, I really see it without like. Faking, you know, putting bones together like putting CGI. You're like, holy crap.
Let's be a scientist dream come true.
So good. So good.
I have a little bit. You want to throw up that Batman meme real quick? Oh, didn't I say that one?
I don't know. What's a Batman meme?
It was this guy. It's an old meme where this guy.
Oh, I did have it. I don't know why. I'm telling you, I lost my solar. In the last minute of trying to get things up, we lost some photos.
It was a lead-in just to say that Comic-Con is canceled again. It's going to be another virtual event. Boo. Please give us something happy to lead out with.
I do have something happy to lead us with, but I'm also going to say, you know what? I don't really miss Comic-Con.
What?
It is
Comic-Con's
overrated.
Amazing.
Overrated. Have you been?
Yes, I have, actually.
What'd you do when you went?
We watched the zombie crawl, pub crawl.
That's all you remember?
Well, we walked around, bought stuff, enjoyed people's cosplay. I wasn't a cosplayer at the time, so I couldn't participate like I wanted to.
Just dress up and go to the mall if you want to walk around and buy stuff.
Let's go to Disneyland.
But you're surrounded by like-minded people. I want to go.
And Jenna says, I would still go to Jurassic Park. Just say.
Yeah. Those indestructible ball vehicles.
This is the thing, is I would go to Jurassic Park 2 as well. Not Jurassic Park 2. I know. I've seen the movie, but I would still go because I morbid curiosity and my love of cute dinosaurs. Okay, before we go, guys, and before I'm going to send you out with a very happy video, it's not a nerdy video per se, but it's filled with superheroes. So we're going to end with that on our way out. But before we do that, I want to please ask you once again to subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. If you have not, leave comments on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. Sign up for our mailing list, twonerdsinagarage.com or Two Nerds Show takes you right there to sign up for our mailing list. And we don't really send out stuff, but you would be in the know when we do. And we want to thank our producer, Harlene Delirious, for her early morning wake ups on no sleep and getting us through.
And we want to thank you, nerds. Like, your participation makes the show great. So thank you.
Thank you, Celtic Storm Designs, for always supporting us and sponsoring us. And with that, I want to end with this video. It's from WCAT Charity_official. Parents from around the globe celebrate what their families have in common, kids with one extra chromosome. Simply beautiful. It's from a couple years back, but it's just discovering it today. I just discovered it recently, so I want to share it in case you haven't seen it. So we're going to leave with that, and we are out. Later, nerds. You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review, as it really helps others find the show, which helps us. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit twonerdsinagarage.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donations through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.